Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, let go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM ESPN. Hope you're well on this Friday. And again, I second to mate a great many around here when I say a salute to Jeff Calkins in the on a fine radio career. No question about it. Joined by a partner that, you know, I was listening to you guys. Obviously, Jeff's meant a lot to you, and I must say, too, before we go on, as I salute him here. I had a great deal to do, too, with me being over here at 92.9. And so I must join everyone else over here in thanking Jeff, not just commending him, but thanking Jeff in terms of what he's done personally for me and my career. And so, again, a salute.
Yes.
Listen to you guys. Great show. Great last show. And I suppose in many ways it'll be a last for us because it's the last sort of afternoon show. I know we start in the mornings typically. I mean, we're technically an afternoon show. Be the last one of those for us as we move and transition over to the, I think Brad's about to break down. It feels like there's been a lot of tears here. We haven't gotten mushy yet. I don't think we'll do much of that today.
The mushiness is over.
But as we move to a morning show, 9 a.m. to noon, can't wait. Hope you'll join us on Monday as that period, that new era begins.
It's very exciting for this show. Very exciting for sure
Changes,
you know, just a little shakeup, right? A shakeup, if you will. It's good to, you know. I guess we got the 10-year itch, so to speak, on this show. You know, usually it's 7, but for this show it was 10, and so we're shifting a little bit. We're going to be, you know, obviously the first local show on the station moving forward, and it's kind of trippy to think about getting out of here at 11:55 as opposed to 1:55. Yep. Like, it's a small change, but it's kind of a big change, you know. And just, you know, we'll see about the challenges and everything like that. It's a different dynamic, different show, but we're excited about it. And then,
blessed,
I mean,
to be able to do it.
Jeff's fingerprints are all over this show. There is no doubt about that.
Yep.
I mean, he was a big advocate for you coming on board. Obviously, you know, he's done everything in my career, basically, for me. So,
well, and then a weekly guest for us. I mean,
and then that,
you know, not to dismiss that at all. That's tough. And he's doing every show. But one of the first things we asked him was, can you do us?
That's right.
Of course, he said yes.
That's right.
So I thank him again for that as well.
He's done that he was always super flexible with that, right? Thursday,
no
Monday, any
no
day.
Doubt. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you flipped him around quite a bit.
Yeah, he became our first guest on
very
of
flexible.
The week. And look, Memphis is going to miss his voice. I mean, there's just no two ways around it. You know, he was, I always admired the way when he did his show, like he connected with people and people wanted to connect with him, you know, and I think we're going to definitely look forward to doing more of that in our new slot, right. Is reaching a little bit more back out to you guys. So I am excited about that, but, man, Memphis is going to miss his voice. He was a true champion of this place. He's going to be around, but just the everyday voice is gone now. So, you know, we'll see if he pops up.
Oh, he'll pop up in podcast form.
Is that
maybe the daily voice? And then we will read him where we still feel and hear Jeff's voice.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
But, you know,
but congratulations to him.
It is true, though. This is just the reality. When you work with somebody and you're like friends with that person via work and like they change jobs, it's different. It's different. I mean, you know, you're still friends. You're still, you know what I mean? You'll still text and all that, but I mean,
you will see him.
It's, you know, I haven't gotten.
Unless he's at the cabin, you know.
Well, Jason, I haven't gotten a Christmas party invite in like 4 years.
What? Hadn't he stopped that? Or did I just stop getting invites too?
Well, maybe he cut us both. Maybe he cut us both out as a show. But yeah.
God bless him.
Man, congrats. Seriously, 22 years in Memphis radio is insane. Volatile business, multiple stations, multiple shows. He is the best to ever do it for my money.
If the Bears don't win it all, I hope his Bills do.
That's a very classy statement,
right?
From you.
I mean, that's in terms of things I can give him.
Yep, I think that's a very good parting gift.
It's big of me, right?
Now, he's got to get through Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen.
Man, I was reading some stuff. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be very tough. That's a good Jaguars team.
I'm sure he won't be watching, as usual.
As he was getting out
today,
he gave us a little spoiler that he thinks he might watch
this
weekend.
Good. I missed the very end. So I was tracking tears. So there were none at the end of him.
Jeff did not know.
He's a rock.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But, you know, Jeff is intensely personal for me.
But it's crazy. He'll ask the questions to make you cry.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I was perfectly fine.
You can be talking about him.
Yeah.
No tears.
That's right.
He is a rock. And I just admire it because, yes, as again, a.k.a. the weeping deacon.
That's right.
It's a strength that I hope one day have. Well, you know, be able to get through those emotional times without breaking down.
Yeah.
But it's important sometimes that we're transparent.
That's right.
And boy, we got a dose from you today.
Well, I mean,
you laid it all out there like you, and that's why we love you.
I don't try to hide, you know. I don't try to hide, you know, who I am, you know, and people who are important to you, you should definitely let them know, and the impacts that they make on your life
while they're here. And 100%. You did face to face. I imagine that was special.
Well, I mean, I just knew it was going to happen.
Did you get something signed by him as he got out?
No, I don't. I'm not a fan. Okay. I mean, I am a fan of him, but I'm more of a friend of him.
Right. Well, right. He's not going anywhere.
Dude, I wouldn't have a 401k if not for that man.
Oh, I know.
You know, I mean, like just the life lessons that he, you know, I didn't have a dad. I just didn't. You know, so all the fatherly lessons that, you know, a lot of people get and learn and do this and do that and advocates and all. I didn't have that. And so for a kid that didn't have that, for him to kind of have stepped in there just on his own for no real reason, you know, I mean, that me meeting him changed the course of my life. There's just no, I don't know where I'm at right now. I don't know what I'm, I mean, I've had friends who have overdosed. I've had friends that, you know, have gone to jail. I mean, I don't know where I would be right now. And it's just these chance encounters of people. Like I said on the show, and I think we can move from here, but may everybody have a Jeff Calkins in their life.
Yeah, well said.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Pay it forward is the best we can do. I can't repay Jeff. I can pay it forward. And that's what I plan to do every morning from 9 to noon with some of the smartest, most incisive, funniest, biting sports commentary that you're going to find in the city of Memphis.
I like that biting part.
All right, we're going to do that here.
That's honest.
A lot of change may be coming to the Memphis sports scene moving forward, and we'll obviously be the first voice here locally to take you through it. So we're excited about that. All right, we got to set up the show.
There's a lot going on. Big weekend, big night tonight again.
Yes. Anthony Sain is going to join us at 11:25, and we're going to talk to him about the Grizzlies. No John Morant tonight. In fact, no anybody tonight for either team.
Yeah, I like our chances a little better that way.
Maybe they will postpone the game like the Bulls did last night. With the they can just make up something about the condition of the floor.
Right. Condensation or whatever.
Who was it? Bulls and I don't remember who the other team was, but I know it was. I know Bulls were one of the teams. But yeah, condensation, they couldn't get it figured out. So they said, all right, we'll make this up later. But no John Morant, Cedric Crowder questionable. And then the OKC, no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, no Isaiah Hartenstein, no Chet Holmgren. I think they're missing a couple other guys. So this is really a list of invalids, these two teams tonight.
Well, and Coward, you mentioned that's an upgrade for him after missing the last two games. So hopefully in this case, questionables means what it has typically meant has changed a little bit here lately with guys getting downgraded. But that Cedric Coward's able to go for you. Vince Williams, same thing. Played one a couple of games ago, looked good, but couldn't play against Phoenix. And so hopefully him too, questionable. You'll have some bodies out there fewer bodies against OKC. You got a chance here to get a win against a team that's over 500, although it won't look like its usual self. I'll take it all day long. Didn't care about Wembanyama being pulled. I know some of you bettors did. I don't care about OKC being shorthanded. Hopefully this is an opportunity tonight with John Morant off the floor again.
Yep, absolutely.
It'll be fourth straight game missing for him.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, OKC still a 5-point favorite, despite, you know, having basically none of their, I guess, Jalen Williams, but no Chet Holmgren, no SGA. Yeah. It kind of surprised me, but I guess that is the depth of OKC. Speaks to how damn good they are. But they've kind of, I mean, they've...
Not kind of, they have. At 31-7 from where they were. I think it was, 24-1 at one point?
24-1, yeah. That record may never be touched by the Warriors. 73?
Well, I feel gullible now because I felt so strongly about their chance to be up there, at least with the Bulls and, yes, maybe with Golden State. And now you look at them and what's happened. And, to have felt so, again, confident about that and see where they are now.
Yes.
Yeah, wrong. But the Thunder, again, they're still the team to beat.
Absolutely.
That hasn't changed.
So I'll be there tonight with my brother.
Excited about that for you guys.
If you see my brother, you
will
know.
Will Jeff be in the suite? Can he join you guys?
If he wants, I think there's absolutely
you should,
zero
you should invite
chance.
Him if you haven't.
I think there's zero chance he would want to go, but he always has an open invite.
Have you invited our boss slash executive producer, Brad Carson? Brad, give yourself a round of applause. He joins the show as well on this Friday as usual. We're taking him as well. It's a family.
Oh, wow.
To the 9 to 12 slot.
It's actually
on Monday.
Not my,
just stick
it's not
with
my
us.
Box. It's my brother and my brother's wife.
You
her job.
You should have told me that earlier. I wouldn't have asked.
I mean,
openly.
I'm leveling up,
this
but I'm
not
quite
your box.
There yet.
Okay. Yeah. I thought this was your box, your party, and I had not been
would
invited.
Would you and Chris like to go to the game tonight?
You know what? We've got an invite to another important game tonight.
Wow. Okay.
That we've got to go see. Well, I really appreciate that invite. I really appreciate that invite.
That was legitimate.
It's
I mean, I'm
game
not even
for
joking.
Us. I don't want to divulge as we're sort of in a process right now.
Oh, I know what this is.
Looking at
this is the recruitment, John.
So you said that word.
Sorry,
I didn't want to go there.
I'm sorry.
If it ever becomes that, God, Lord, I would be, but even if not.
I understand.
Yes. Okay.
Look, everybody gets recruited
appreciate
these days.
We're
going
to do that later, though,
let's
maybe,
do that,
if we can take you up on that. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yes. No, it's not my to extend, unfortunately. But
understand. You can't when you're invited, you can't invite.
My guy, Brooks Barnheiser, going to get some big minutes tonight for the Thunder, would be my guess.
Okay.
I did some shows with him in Vegas. I had no idea he was a second round pick when I was sitting next to him. So
how about that?
Damn, man, he's just in a boot. He's like some guy from Northwestern. I'm like, Goodman just throws a bunch of people in the mix. Turns out he's going to be a freaking second round pick for the Thunder, and he plays. So he'll probably get a lot of minutes tonight. Anyway, we'll talk to Anthony Saint about that. Ja Morant obviously not playing in this, so we'll get his thoughts on situation.
Yeah.
You know what are we to make? I'm seeing a lot of people on social media say, Ja's not getting traded. This doesn't mean anything about Ja.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He's going to play in Europe. Europe is like this big moment for people. Like if Ja doesn't play in Europe, it's like it's going to destroy the dimension. And like people just won't be able to function if Ja doesn't go in Europe.
I think it's really just a line that if he doesn't there, where everybody had such high hopes, most importantly the NBA, but obviously the Grizzlies.
They're advertising
then,
with
then,
his
then what's going on? Because again, we're not talking about the strain anymore. We're talking about a contusion. Contusions typically go away. At one point, he's questionable for two games.
Right.
They have downgraded him since then. And so it just leaves it more open for, forget concern, how about alarm? Especially if you're not just going to openly address it. We know the Grizzlies, to this point, haven't hit it directly.
Right.
What's going on?
Right.
I mean, you can use the contusion at this point, to allow that to speak for you.
Yes.
But if you don't play in Europe, I mean, what are we saying at that point? I mean, come on, what's going on here?
Yep.
Is this really health, or is this you're
different.
Making a move? Yeah, you're considering making a move.
Yep. So we'll talk to Anthony about all that at 11:25, and then at 1:25, part of the pod guy will join us. He's obviously going to be down in Boca Raton this weekend for the tilt against FAU, but he'll join us today in studio. And we'll have to figure that out, too, in the new year, just where we're going to put Parch as a housekeeper.
Is that the place where one year, like, they put him in the front row because there was no place
for
him?
That was UTSA.
Okay, excuse me then.
The worst one.
Penny has compared them all and said some of those
are definitely a Cracker Jack jam.
It was UTSA. Yeah.
But, we'll talk to him about that. Obviously, Memphis will be basically a pick 'em is my guess in this game. So we'll get his thoughts on all of that and more at 1:25. But a couple things here. Damn it, Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. So close.
Did you think that was a pass interference?
I mean, I thought
since we were both pulling for Ole Miss.
I thought it probably was.
We had them both covering, by the way.
We did. Yep. Bad beat.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, once they went up, they got that 2-point. If they don't get that 2-point conversion, they probably cover because they just play for the field goal. They don't have to play for the touchdown. So kind of sickening the way that worked out.
I'm glad I'm not a gambling man.
Telling you,
that's
dude.
That's what I did. That was my first thought.
I didn't bet on that game.
Again, so sure about it.
No, I did not bet on that game because somebody texted me like, "Got any action on this?" I'm like, "Dude, that feels very correct. Miami -3 just feels correct. I'm not going to put money on that." And it ended up being sharp as it gets.
25-point fourth quarter. 4 lead changes there late. A nuts game there late. I'm happiest for Carson Beck. He's taking a lot of shots. We've kind of written him off.
Yep.
You know, and certainly seen him carted off because of the shoulder.
Yep.
You know, in a situation like this, and what was that, national championship game? Was that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, for him, and especially the way it ended, to run it in there, man, to be the difference there at the end. I mean, even more so than maybe even, you know, a toss or something like that. I mean, to go ahead and take it upon yourself. I felt good for him in that way. I got to be honest with you. It's not like we've held Ole Miss up at the top of the SEC, but that's where they are now. And so to take the SEC down after you left it, you know, I'm very happy just for him. Miami just really impressive. Did you see Mario? Looked like he wanted to look. I kept thinking Cignetti watching him because he was angry and intense the whole time. See, his own people were trying to grab him. He's like, get off me. I'm trying to coach here.
Yep.
And I think that effort, just that sort of approach from him, just it reverberated. It resonated throughout his team all night long. They made plays, man. But my man Trinidad Chambliss, Booger McFarland, I think tweeted, because I think I saw it posted somewhere. What I'd sort of been saying, if Ty Simpson is a late first round draft pick,
mm-hmm.
Well, how is this kid not?
Agreed.
And so I'm glad somebody official, you know, that'll talk about draft prospects at least in a national capacity is thinking sort of along the same lines as I am. And you can make so much, I'm sure, at Ole Miss next year, right? Where does he have to be in the draft, real quick, for any part of the game? Where does he have to be in the draft before you say, well, it doesn't matter if I get another year at Ole Miss, I have to go? Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think in the NFL it's a little different than the NBA. Like, I think if you're a third round pick, you probably have to go.
Yeah, but because here's my thing: what if it's not as good next year
right.
for him?
No Lane Kiffin, new coaching
right?
staff.
He is unbelievable.
Yeah,
he made it look easy again last night.
You know who messed
for
up?
For a minute?
You remember Cardale Jones?
Yeah,
Ohio State quarterback.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
He got it. He got the job sort of by happenstance. I don't remember. Maybe an injury or something like
that. I remember Cardale.
He was awesome in a limited sample. I think they might have won the national championship. Everybody's like, go, go, go. You'll be a first-round pick, top A pick. Comes back to school, you know, and then he gets drafted in the fifth round the next year, and he never has an NFL career. Maybe he wouldn't have had an NFL career anyway, but he at least would have made that first-round money.
The guys they like better now are the ones with the college starts. The Trubiskys, the Anthony Richardsons aren't working.
Right, and plus
so
Arch
I will
out
say
next
that
year.
To the whole point about coming out. Now, yo, you're not going to be one.
Yeah. I don't know what the quarterback
but if,
class
if,
is
if
like.
You're if you're arguing the other side.
Lenores is coming out next year. Arch is coming out next year. I mean, whatever. If
it's going to be better than it is this year. That would be the reason
right.
to go.
Exactly.
Because it's down after 1-2.
Yep.
You're looking for a third one.
Right.
That's his first round. They had tied low first round. Somebody moved him up since then.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was magnificent again. He gave Ole Miss every reason to believe that it was going to win again and move on to the national championship game.
Yep.
How about Miami going back to its home stadium
awesome.
To play a national
for them,
championship
it worked
game.
Out.
Wow. Michael Irvin going nuts.
Goodman's all mad because he wanted to get national championship tickets if Indiana because he's his kid graduated from Indiana. He's like, this just cost me at least $1,000 or $2,000 because Miami's
well, that's one way
be
to
there.
Look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, for his own personal interest, but
I was asked, was The Rock there last night?
I don't think he was.
Well, he will be.
You think?
Unless he's too busy.
He's winning Golden Globes.
It's the national championship game now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he'll be in their home stadium.
That's true, and he's from Miami as well, so it would make sense. I don't know what his schedule is, but I mean, we haven't really
check
seen that many
him.
Miami alums, have we? I mean, we see Michael Irvin. That's the only one we see.
I'm assuming Ray's somewhere around there.
There's so many. We only see Michael Irvin.
Well, that's why, because he's usually just the party.
Yeah.
And so you're going to put the camera on the party.
Right. No, he is.
I'm sure they are loading up down there in terms of, I bet there are pictures of Miami alumni everywhere, right? I bet you Ed Reed's down there. I bet you all of them down
they're going to pop out, no doubt, on the 19th. It's going to be, crazy. Ole Miss, what a run. I mean, people said you can't win a championship at Ole Miss. And what I would say is that you were, one drive away from playing in the national championship game. So don't give me that. Ole Miss can compete.
Yeah, yeah. Can you stay here?
Yeah, I mean.
You're saying, yes, you can.
If you decide to. If they decide to compete, they can. I mean, I think that's true of a lot of schools, right? I don't think it's like special to Ole Miss, but I think what I'm really saying is that if you're a Power Four school and you have a big TV deal and you have rev share, then if you want to do it, you can put yourself in position to do it, mm-hmm. most likely, especially in the SEC or the Big Ten. So
somebody just sent me a picture about 12, 13 alumni on the sideline throwing to you.
Yeah,
They're all over.
The U is like everybody
loves.
You're
right that Irvin gets all
the mystique. People, you know. I mean, I don't know what college
he was wilding out.
Is there a college basketball program that people hold up like that? Like that was good in the was it UNLV that people just keep hoping to come back? It's just like
it hasn't made pushes to come back like Miami has previously and sort of hit a roadblock.
Right.
So that but yeah, maybe a brand like that, yeah. Again, the U was ruling things for much longer than it felt like.
You know,
Park was there
years.
For those years with Larry and them.
Yeah. Iconic, but not sustained in the same way. So I feel a little bad for Ole Miss, but man, they should be feel very proud about what they did in spite of their circumstances.
Yeah, I hate to say maxed out because that sort of feels like you're giving Lane the win. He didn't think this team could do it. You're right. They could have won and advanced, and not just advanced, won the national championship, I truly believe. Because that's how good Trinidad Chambliss has been. That's how good Ole Miss, that's how up to it they've been. And so maxed out, no, because they could have won it. That said, what a year. And even in losing in the semifinal, they still ultimately, I think, throw the double birds to Lane. You know, that, hey, we're a program that can, to your point.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And I think that was important.
So we got Oregon, Indiana tonight. Respect. You and I both think Indiana wins.
Well, what we've thought's been what I've thought's been wrong so far.
Well,
and,
I mean, that
and you
was,
as well on that,
that
game.
Tough one. That was a tough one. I
ended up being wrong in the end. I don't want to hear this
we were
stuff
wrong.
About
we were
bad
wrong.
Beats.
We were wrong. Yeah, we were absolutely wrong, and we have to be accounted. We have to be held to account.
Now,
for that.
Now, what I've said is that Indiana's defense is going to continue to shine, and that you know an Oregon team that scored just 20 against them in the first one is not going to explode all of a sudden. Now, Dante Moore does that. That's how you move him up Mendoza in terms of becoming the number one pick.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm looking at this game. I don't know about you.
A lot of for sure. I mean, if it's you know, there's a big gap between the two, and you know, whoever it is, then it makes that decision, you know, a little more complicated. If it's Dante Moore has like 300 yards and three touchdowns, and Fernando Mendoza has 140 yards and touchdown and two picks, I think it does. I think it does make that
absolutely against this Indiana defense, especially.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be.
What it did to Ohio State. I mean, it shut down NFL talent.
Yes,
you know.
I think there needs to be a gap, sizable gap, for Dante to take first.
Yeah.
But it's I mean, I'm not going to rule it out.
Good. I'm glad. Maybe you're pulling back a little bit. I was concerned that you had made your decision too soon.
Yeah, I mean,
at least let the game play out and then maybe some interviews too, you know, if they at least, you know, depending upon what we see tonight.
Well, I think
before you make your decision,
the Stroud method is kind of what I like to go back to.
But I'm very excited for you going into this new year that you've got the one pick.
Yes.
I'm just not sure these two stack up to what we've seen the last few years.
They
I hope for
don't.
You that
they
it works
don't.
Out because you need it.
Yeah.
You've been down too long.
Yes. Yeah. And
Dom needs it. You need it. I hope it for you and your Raiders son.
Every
soon
day,
to be Raiders son.
Every day he wakes up.
Because it's working for
he
me.
He looks at my shirt, and if I have a Raiders logo on it, he points it out. And he says, Dada. I mean, this kid has already associated it. It's over.
Yeah.
Okay? It's over. It happened quicker than I thought it would. He's not even two. So, kid's very smart.
You're not going to believe what mine asked me last night.
What?
Well, it applies really to our next guest at some point, but he asked me if it was time to take the Ja Morant fathead down off of his wall.
What was your answer? Can you reveal it publicly?
Woo!
That's a tough question.
Right? I had to pause because it's been there since his... Since we could buy it, since it came out, he didn't have long hair back then. It's young Ja up there, whole body. But I'm there in his room, in his Grizz-themed room right there with Jaren the whole time. And so I, of course, hesitated because like you guys, I was kind of floored by the 11-year-old's question. It was a good one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I said, wait a second. I said, hold on.
Wait until Europe.
But I said, I know where you're coming from.
Yep.
I said, you're on top of it. Yep. Right?
Yep. I mean, the Grizzlies are asking themselves the same question. Should we take John Morant's fat head off our wall?
Here's the larger thing from that. We get into it the same. But it's sort of representative, I thought, too, as I was driving in here, of the thrill is gone.
Yep.
Even for the kiddies. I'm sure a few still have that faith and that hope that Ja's going to be down there.
I don't know what is.
Right? That few, when they go down, that you can say, hey, man, we're going down to see Ja Morant. Right?
The kids know he's not playing.
But for real, the young man, you can tell spiritually and everything inside of him, and maybe even, you know, maybe even his head is telling him now.
Yep.
It's time to pull it down because the thrill is gone. And I didn't even have this planned or nothing else. But it stopped me in my tracks. It really did. Because the young man is having his best basketball season ever, and he's doing it in a pair of Ja 3s.
Amazing. Simply amazing.
Will he wear Ja 4s? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned indeed. Anthony Sangin to join us on the other side from Berlin. Stick around. J&J 90.9 FM ESPN.
AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS like Mark?
I've been doing home remodeling for 30 plus years, but the economy crashed. I wound up losing my home, losing my job, and on top of that, owing the IRS a ton of money. I owed the IRS $114,000. It really, truly was the worst part of my life.
Then Mark found Tax Relief Advocates.
On news radio, I heard about TRA, and I thought, what's the worst that could happen? So I picked up the phone and I called them. When it was all said and done, TRA settled my $114,000 debt for $100, and I'm telling you, I was ecstatic. Could not believe it. Would recommend TRA to anyone.
If you owe $10,000 or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS, don't lose hope. Do what Mark did and call TRA for a consultation.
But TRA did. They gave me a second chance, and I'm forever grateful.
Visit TRA.com or call 800-491-9914. 800-491-9914. That's 800-491-9914.
It's flu season. Protect yourself and loved ones with a seasonal flu shot from the Shot Nurse. And for groups of 10 or more, the Shot Nurse can come to you. With two locations to serve you, it's fast, convenient, and it's free with most insurances. Visit ShotNurse.com or call 901-685-9999. I get my vaccines from the Shot Nurse.
Solutions you need with the personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Tennessee. TNC Supply. In app only.
This afternoon, expect a high of 67 with a chance of rain under mostly cloudy skies.
Weather brought to you by Staples. 2026 is here, and at Staples, deals mean business. Like up to $100 off custom print orders. Head into the new year looking good for less. Staples. That was easy. Ends 131.
Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media, with new episodes airing live every weekday afternoon. Underground king of Memphis sports media, independent journalist and founder of Asylum Media Group, regular contributor on Grizzbeat on Grind City Media, and father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sane. Follow Sane on X at Sane Asylum. Sane, what's going on, brother? How are you on this Friday? We're all just trying to get through it. How are you, man, as we look at this job?
Year, yeah, it's the first one of the year, right?
Yeah. First one of the year.
Yeah.
I'm doing good, man. I wish I could come to you with good tidings and talk about, oh, this head and this team look good, and yeah, boy, they're looking healthier, saying, and all that stuff. And Cedric Howard, God bless him, looks like he's trying to come back tonight, having missed just three games this season, missed the last two, obviously. Yep. But I feel like I'd be remiss saying if I did start with Ja Morant missing a fourth one. Just how up are your antenna on this situation with Ja?
Act like everything around right now looks normal would be total, you know, denial, delusion, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's obviously something, you know, going on, man. I heard a little bit of you guys' show yesterday after people were prompting me to go listen. People were asking me why y'all trying to run Ja Morant out of Memphis. So I said, let me go check out my boys and see what they're talking about, man. So, I heard you guys' episode yesterday, but I think people would be silly not to see what's going on right now and at least not think that something is, you know, not normal about what we're seeing. If simply because when the Grizzlies do their medical releases, it's always been the same pattern for this entire, you know, 7-8 year run. When a guy's questionable, that means, if a guy's doubtful, that means the next game is going to be questionable. which means he's playing. And we haven't seen any probables and none of that type of stuff. And they start doing weird things with that now. And he's been getting upgraded. He got he was getting downgraded to doubtful and then ultimately not playing. And now they're just flat out saying out. So what's going on where he's being, where his health is going backwards, is what they're trying to tell us.
Right.
And it's clearly something going on, man. And just, you know, some of the energy we saw with him on the bench the other night in the loss against Phoenix or whatever is something clearly is not right over there.
Yeah, I don't maybe it's on us. Maybe we should have, but I don't, it wasn't about pushing Ja out. It's like,
oh, I know it, man.
Yeah,
I know.
We all on this call love Ja, bro. We all on this call like want this to be what it can be or what it could be. But like, yo, we gotta acknowledge the situation here, man. Like, it ain't rocket science. Like this, we can't sit up here and pretend that things are healthy between Ja Morant and this organization right now, because they're just not. He's not playing. He's not playing right now, and he was questionable, like you said, and then he was ruled out. Man, come on, like.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. We've never seen somebody, oh, he's probable, and oh, now he's questionable. Oh, now he's doubtful, and he's missed like three games, and oh, now he's out.
Okay, the Grizzlies don't do that, to your point.
Yeah, exactly. So what's going on? Like, why is he going backwards? And y'all also are not putting out a medical release as to why he's going backwards. So,
Is any of this, and maybe I've asked you a version of this, but I just wonder how much of you, does a part of you believe that this is rooted, or at least some stemming from the lack of the contract extension?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you go watch on the Anthony Saints show, you can watch it anytime. That's another thing, too, man. I get a lot of people that ask me questions on Twitter, and not to be rude, but I am, like you said, an independent sports journalist, and I have a show that I dedicate myself to every day. Amen. Plus, I come on this show. I'm not answering those type of questions on Twitter, man. Like, I have a place where you can hear me share my opinion about everything. Like, I don't mean to be rude to anybody who's ask me those type of questions on Twitter. But yeah, man, of course I do. You're in a situation where you look up and you see the Trae Young situation and he was traded and why he was traded and what he was traded for. You have to think that there's some growing concerns on both sides with Ja Morant's camp and with the Grizzlies as far as his, you know, pending extension or whatever. And if I'm the Grizzlies, that's a nightmare scenario, man. If you go into the summer and you're like, if you extend Ja Morant based on what we've seen so far this year,
right?
You're talking about you're talking about something aging like an Olsen twin. Like that's gonna age, man.
Golly.
The chances of that blowing up in your face, man, could be horrible. You know what I mean? You because you got people complaining about Jaren's contract, Ja's deal is gonna be bigger than Jaren's. You know what I mean? And that can be ugly, man, if we see more of the same from this year. So I could see there being a standoff as far as this concerned. It feels that way, especially with the timing of the Trae Young thing. Mm-hmm. Now that you're seeing Ja not playing and also looking like he's in a mood on the bench or whatever. Another thing, you know, this is Memphis, man. Like everybody knows everybody, and everybody's got a friend that, you know, sells popcorn at the Forum, or everybody's got front row seats and they, you know, they saw this, so they recorded this, and you know, it's a lot of eyes and ears on stuff that's going on over there, man. So, you know. It is what it is. And I think it'd be kind of silly to pretend that this is normal.
Yeah.
Or is this, and I'll talk about this more on my show. Y'all can listen anytime today on Bluff City Media Network on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. But I'll talk about, there's a lot of people that are, you know, oh, this is just a Europe thing, right? And they're just trying to save Ja for Europe.
Yep.
Ja might play in Europe, but this right here, I don't think this got nothing to do with it. Like, none of this makes sense, bro. Like, none of that Europe stuff seems like it makes sense with this, but you know, not saying that if he plays, that's a right assumption. But he could very well play in Europe. But right now, today, I don't think those two sides are on the same page.
I was gonna say, hindsight being 2020, now nobody. I just wonder how much of the fan base. I bet you don't. Nobody's gonna blame the Grizzlies at this point for not giving it to Ja too, right? Because Kleiman said this is a big year, and now Ja's backed it up by just playing in 18 of the, what, you know, 37 games or whatever it is, right? Saying, like, it's hard to blame the Grizzlies or come down on their for not giving them the contract extension, right?
Yeah. It's not just the games he's played. It's just all the things altogether. Like, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. They was like, saying, you dropping breadcrumbs like you think they about to get rid of Ja. And, I shared with him what I thought about it. And I was like, man, we have to remember that what we saw Ja do this year, which was basically in essence, I mean, we saw the Grizzlies up by 13 at the half and Ja come out with just horrible energy. Like, visible, like, okay, that's not normal what he's doing. Like, there's something up to what he's doing. We talked about it locally. When I say we, I mean local people talked about it. National people talked about it. We all saw what happened in that game against the Lakers on the court. And then after the game, just totally, like, going at his coach, you know, on to the media, like, in front of cameras.
Right.
I asked him, I said, bro, when have you seen it? And I'm asking y'all, too, when have y'all seen anybody ever do that? Right? that wasn't small, man. Like, that wasn't nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, when have you seen a player, like, go, like, literally go at his coach publicly like that? We hear stories about.
I mean, Dwight Howard did it to Stan Van back in the day.
Right. That was back in the day, though, man.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember it being this.
No, he actually, like, did it behind the scenes. He did it.
It went like mic and camera to my mouth, and now I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's not nothing, man. And it's like, you know, we all root for Ja. We all love Ja Morant. I have a closet full of Ja Morant shoes. The amount of money I've spent on stuff connected to that young man, whether it be for myself, my son, or my wife in the past 3 years, is asinine. You know what I mean? Just being real. The amount of Ja Morant stuff I have. I love Ja Morant, the basketball player. But I also have to be honest and say that the Ja Morant experience has been tumultuous, man. It's been wild, bro. It's been crazy. And so, I would not blame the Grizzlies for having those precautions and being wait and see when it comes down to whether they extend him or not. And I can see that causing some conflict, especially with the Trae Young thing, mm-hmm. you know, being what it is, mm-hmm. Being that cloud over the whole thing. You have to assume that there probably have been some conversations between those camps after that, or some worry or some wonder.
Absolutely.
You know, well, how do y'all feel about us? You know what I mean? And I hate to go here too, man, because Memphis is a small town, but. I mean, it is what it is as well. Like I said on my show, there were some things that I applauded this summer about Ja and his representation, the way he was going about doing those things that made sense when you feel like you're about to have a great season and you come in on your P's and Q's, you're playing good on and off the court. You know, you're fitting in with the coach that you had a say in hiring and all those type of things. But when things get rocky, man, not having, you know, some traditional representation or people who won't be as emotionally invested in the situation, it could kind of come back and bite you, man. I think that's something we may be being prepared to see over the next few months.
Yeah, no, it's definitely all on the table, no doubt about it. I don't think it's an easy decision because anything you do here, there's real implications. Like, we have not seen, saying, the Grizzlies trade a player of Ja's caliber. It's one thing to trade Marcus Gasol. It's one thing to trade Mike Conley.
Rudy Gay, right. Ain't close to.
This is – you've never been in a scenario where you've traded away a player with a signature Nike shoe.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
or had a player with a signature Nike shoe. So
proceed carefully would be, you know, my advice to the Grizzlies. You know, if you're going to do it, you better make sure – you better make sure that you're getting what you need out of it.
There is no – careful Ja Morant trait. Like,
right.
I can totally empathize or understand the logic behind moving off of Ja. But with that being said, there is no good Ja Morant trade, bro.
Exactly. Like,
you're not trading Ja and getting anything back. Like, there's going to be like, I was almost cursed. Excuse me, y'all. But there is no Ja Morant trade you can make where you feel like, oh, man, we that was a good Ja Morant trade value. It's going to look a lot like this Trae Young deal, man. You know what I mean? And even with that, there's probably – whatever amount of teams, like the fact that, you know, you heard the Trae Young trade rumors, right? But you heard no teams connected to it, like, except for Washington. Nobody was even talking about, you know, these are the teams that are interested or these teams peaked in Atlanta. Like, nobody wanted Trae Young, bro. You know, and because of with these tax aprons and all those type of things, nobody's like, hey, let me go pick up a contract. I got to make a decision on maxing this summer. You know what I mean? Like, those type of things are real, bro. And even with Trae Young saying, hey, I want to go to Washington. Yeah, because that's probably the team that might pay you this summer. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that if there is a Ja Morant trade, there aren't a lot of suitors. And I had these conversations with so many people. Like, yeah, in a perfect world, yeah. Do I want to add Ja Morant to my team? Yeah, that might be cool, even with all his warts. But that the financial part of it could be something the teams could very well be afraid of. So, like, I don't think there is a good Ja Morant trade scenario. If you trade him, you're gonna take it. You're gonna take an L. And the next morning, you'll get lambasted by fans, local media probably be at your head. national media is definitely going to be on your head, because if you trade Ja the Grizzlies to Nashville or the Grizzlies to Vegas, that's going to dominate the headlines for 2 weeks. You know that's happening. So there is no good Ja Morant trade. But I even with all that, I do understand the logic that they decide to do.
How important is Cedric Howard, who's missed just three games this year and hopefully back tonight? How important is he organizationally to this franchise? Maybe it should be phrased, how much more important in a jawless sort of Grizzlies future? Do you look at him and say, all right, new big three, I'm putting Coward in it? Is he just, we keep him in, you know, elite 3 and D? I think we had Drew Hill on. He thinks all-star future. Sort of what do you see for Cedric Coward if no Ja Morant?
See, those type of things all add to the drama or the messiness of the season, right? Because in the past, whenever Ja would do whatever, it was like, oh man, you know, Jaren's, you know, he's limited. We don't know what he's gonna do. But you've had three things that happened this season that are kind of making people that are making things harder for Ja, like harder for you to defend what Ja's got going on or to even plead the case for Ja Morant at all. That's one, Zach Edey looking like a top five big in the NBA during the stretch that he was playing, right? Looking ridiculous on both sides of the ball. Every advanced metric shows how much he's impacting the team and showing how when he's on the court, it don't really matter who's on the court with him. The Grizzlies have been good.
They're different.
With Jaren, without Jaren, one of the best five-man units in the NBA included Zach Edey and Vince Williams. You know what I mean? So that's one thing, right? Then you've got Cam Spencer, who's been just a gem. Everybody loves Cam. His effort, it reminds you of an old grit and grind type player, a guy who ain't afraid of nobody, brings the energy that the fans want to see, the effort the fans want to see. And then you got Cedric Coward, who's a basketball nerd, quiet, you know what I mean? Could give a Pulitzer Prize award-winning speech, super smart guy on and off the court. Looks like he's got all the tools to be incredible. He's 6'5", 6'6".
Freak athletic.
Athletic, all the tools, you know what I mean? Everything that a top player on the championship team, at least aesthetically, has, right? And I think all those three things together, combined with Ja not having the type of season you would expect him to have this year, it's making it harder for him, man. But speaking about said in specific, for the rest of the season, no matter what happens, whether we keep Ja around, we keep Jan around, if we trade one of those guys, both of those guys, we decide to go all in for the playoff run or you know, just bail out and start, you know, selectively tanking or all in tanking, whatever you want to do, preparing for whatever, the Grizz next gen 2.0, whatever you want to do, right? I think the Grizzlies need to give the ball to Cedric Coward and say, hey man, go hoop. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Don't worry about pecking orders. Don't worry about any of that. Bend until you break, man. Just go out there and just go play basketball. Because I personally want to see what all he can do. I can look on the court and tell he's the type of guy who's just going to fit in. He's just going to do whatever they tell him to do. I wish that they would just kind of let him. Let's see what we got in him, man. Because you can tell now that we're getting a very nerfed version of what his game could be, especially if you go back and look at some of his college stuff. There's a lot in his tool bag that we're not seeing yet. I would love to see them just see what they've got in him for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, again, you're trying to find some positives in this season. You know, I think like Cedric is probably number one, and then I mean,
I think Edie's number one.
Edie made you number two
scary,
in defense.
Yeah,
he's got to stay out there, right?
I mean, that's the thing. It's like if he comes back and finishes the whole season, I'll put him number one. But like, I worry about the reliability. That's the other part of that. But fine, if you want to say Edie one, I mean, if he's out there, there's no doubt. Cedric two. Yeah. And is Cam Spencer three?
As far as what we're talking about, like
positives of the season
this year, he was.
Oh yeah. It's just an awesome story, man. Nothing else. You know what I mean? You're talking about a guy that was drafted late second round, was on a 2-way contract last year. They signed him to a real contract this summer, and we rolled our eyes at it. Zach Kleiman talked about, you know, people talk about we don't have dogs. He was like, he emphatically said Cam Spencer's a dog.
Yep.
We rolled our eyes at that too.
Yep, I was there.
He's a dog, man. He's like, I'm not a dog guy, but whatever big ferocious dog is, it's him. You know what I mean? So I'm not a dog guy. You tell me what fits that analogy or whatever. But he's been incredible, man. He's shooting the ball on a high level. He could very well be a guy that could steal the NBA All-Star Weekend if he gets in the 3-point shootout. I could see him, you know, barking across the court and whoever the other guy is. Like, he's, you know, I would love to see all that, man. So I think it's just been a great story. He's definitely brought some light, you know, and love back to the season for sure. He's the type of guy you want to cheer for, man, for several reasons.
What about Isolo through all this? Your thoughts?
Man, I think it's hard to separate the relative success and him. Yep. I mean, especially when you talk about the amount of injuries we've had.
Yep.
There are things about him that extremely frustrate me a lot. He's really arrogant, and he's really confident in himself and in his system, and he doesn't have the bravado or the I gotta tone myself down for radio compared to how I would talk on my show. He doesn't have the his moxie. He has the moxie of a guy, like, because we look at him like, okay, man, you're a first time head coach. You're coming from another league. This ain't Europe. This is the NBA. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to adjust to what we do in the NBA. He's thinking, man, I'm a proven coach. Like, I'm not new to this. Like, I know my system works. And I like guys like that. I like guys who have that type of confidence. I've got that type of confidence. You know, I can't, no offense to anybody, but I don't think anybody's as good as doing this to me. Like, that's how I am. If I'm a special guest, or I come in my first week doing a new gig, I'm going to walk in thinking I'm better than everybody in the room who's been doing it for 10, 15, 20 years. That's just how I'm wired. So I like guys that are wired that way. But it comes off crazy. He looks like a lunatic. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, dude, like, your rotations are bug wild. Like, and they're extremely frustrating. But I don't think you can separate the fact that this Grizzlies team is hovering around the playoffs, hovering around the play-in, staying within, you know, arm's reach of all those type of things. Considering all the injuries you've had, considering all the nonsense that's been going on this year. But he's the perfect guy. He's the type of guy that I feel like if the Grizzlies let him go, I'm 100% guaranteed that he'll get picked up by somebody else and we'll see him thrive somewhere else. I just think in our particular situation, he can be extremely frustrating. He can look extremely overwhelmed over his head. But he's the type of guy, I don't think he's dumb. I don't think he's a bad coach at all. I think it's him coming here, the timing of him coming here, the situation that's going on here, with everything around it. That's questionable. But I think if him and the Grizzlies part ways, I'm sure he'll be great somewhere else.
Saying I'm taking my brother to the game tonight, mm-hmm. and I'm sad that, like, he's literally not he's not going to see anybody. He's going to, you know, it's like, I don't
the hustle game. You mean the hustle game or the Grizzlies
and
game?
And the Oklahoma City Blue versus the hustle.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I think the hustle
Jaren
game
says,
might be
hold
better.
On, y'all. Jaren says, I'm still out here. Good Lord.
I mean, I didn't think – I knew the Grizz were banged up, but I didn't think it was contagious like that, bro. Like, I didn't think everybody was just like – I mean, even Wimby didn't finish the game the other night. I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's no, you know, philosophical question to ask about it, but it does just – I assume it'll be a good game. Like, both teams still have good mm-hmm. players out there, but – man, you know, yeah. Night to night, bro. You're not giving the fans anything tonight in this game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
star power.
Injuries are super unfortunate, man. And I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm kind of glad OKC is, you know, throwing in the white flag as well.
Me too.
We'll see what happens tonight, man. The Jaren versus what's the guy's name who was locking them up last year in the playoffs?
Oh, Caruso.
Yeah, maybe Jaren could get some Caruso revenge.
He's questionable. He's questionable. Oh, he may not play.
I thought he was playing. Well, hey, Lou Dort, is he playing?
Lou Dort's in.
Hey, baby. Oh, my God. Hey, don't tell her how dirty and nasty he's going to be tonight. Hey, just, we don't need no more injuries, man. We don't need no more injuries.
I think I'm rooting for Cedric Howard breakout if he's healthy enough to do it. And if that, you know, but my guess
keep
would
Lou
be
Dort
minutes
away.
Restriction.
Keep Lou Dort away from that man, bro, for real.
No. Still, I mean, OKC, though, is still the right, even through the struggles.
Yeah, they'll have some guys
they're
you never
still
heard
that
of
team.
Out there.
I mean, but you mean like
I'm talking in terms of the rest of the West, still that team, right? Even through the struggles, even though they've come off a record pace and everything else, you still believe who biggest threat has it changed for you to them is it still a Denver team that's a little bit deeper?
I was saying the Spurs for a minute, but I really don't believe in the Spurs like that no more, man. I think they're really good. I think they've got the potential to be good, but I don't think they're good enough to really challenge, you know, for the West this year. I might be wrong because I think they're good. I think they're really good. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did it. I'm just not calling it because they don't – like, we've looked good every game against them, including the game with Wimby that we beat them in. You know what I mean? And I still think that team has some flaws. But, like, I think it's Denver and Denver and OKC are the best in the West, in my opinion. But, man, freaking Phoenix, man, why won't those dudes go away, man? Like, for real.
That's done.
Dylan Brooks,
pick.
Dilly Dilly. competitive edge.
But you know what though? The craziest thing in the league right now to me that a lot of people aren't talking about is like what Jaylen Brown is doing in Boston. You talk about MVP season, bro.
Yes.
Like those dudes are like tied for second in the West, second in the East. Boston, that Boston team with the little hodgepodge roster they put together this summer. They're tied for second in the East. Come on, man.
They'll remember me when I'm gone that I said that this could happen on Jaylen Brown's giving him. John laughed at me when I talked about
it. No, Jaylen I did Brown not
put the bet in for him.
You put the bet in.
I thought he'd have a good year. But I didn't think
that. How are we looking? We put the bet in? You laughed? How's it looking?
When I saw the the FanDuel numbers for them, like with the over-under, and it was like 30-something wins, I was like, man, smash the under immediately. And I was like, that team is not supposed to be this good.
Right.
Like, you talk about MVPs, bro. Jaylen Brown has to be in the top
3. He's fourth.
Yeah, he's got to be top 3.
He's technically fourth, but you can go bet it. You can go bet it right now. At 30.
But we did bet
I'm not going to bet for him to win. That's
Jason got 25 cents on 7,500, so he got value on that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, for sure.
It pays $19.
Yeah, go get that money, man.
There ain't no way. He ain't going to win it, but.
If we can finish top 2 seed. There, if we can finish top 2, top 3.
I don't think so. I don't think it's enough.
Hey, they're going to give it to Cade
or Shay again.
I'm not a future best guy because I got OCD. And to see those bets sitting there in my open bets like drives me crazy.
I shouldn't laugh. So, I'm sorry. That's funny. Yeah.
But I put $10 down on Edie winning most improved when he came back going crazy. That ain't happening unless he come. I don't think he's gonna play enough games. I already think he hadn't played enough games. I put Coward for rookie of the year and he started going off. It was good money, but neither one of those had.
Gone.
Hey,
money.
Speaking of funny though,
breaking news, Tom Sharania. Rap. For the first time, the Memphis Grizzlies are entertaining offers to potentially move two-time All-Star Ja Morant ahead of the February 5th NBA trade deadline.
Yeah, we be trying to tell y'all, man.
Somebody's going to say it was John and Jason and Anthony saying ran him out of here.
Yeah, man. We trying to tell y'all,
that's
man.
Why this man is getting benched. One of these questionables and then go back to out. Mm. It's unusual activity.
Well, I got a show to do at 1 o'clock, so I have plenty to talk about.
Yes, you will. Well, I was about to say, now you go ahead. Please, what do you think?
One more thing. I got one more thing for the road, man. Oh, you want me to talk about this?
Well, get what you got off your chest, clearly. Yes, I want to hear that too.
What, the funny thing?
You
the
said
funny
you have one more thing. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Me and you were joking off the air about playing NBA 2K with our kids, with our sons, right?
Yes.
And I was – Gabe – you know, I co-parent. So when Gabe comes over, when he used to come over, we had one big television, and Gabe would play the game on my TV, and I would just kind of let him have the TV, right? Mm-hmm. But since I got married, like my TV is not my TV no more. It's my wife's TV, right? So the old TV we had in our old apartment is hers. So when Gabe comes over, I took my PS5 out of here and put it in his bedroom. So he's playing my PS5. So I typically don't play Gabe in the game. I let him do his thing. I'm, you know, whatever. So he's been like really wanting to play me, right? So we put the game back in my TV, back in the big TV over the holidays, and me and Gabe are playing. And he beat me some games, I beat him some games. But one game I had Houston, I think he had the Knicks. And I'm beating the crap out of him, man. And KD is just going off. KD's going off in the first half. I said, man, KD about to hit 50. And Gabe said, Dad, you about to hit 50 in real life. And man, we instantly started crying, bro.
Man, what a time.
Put you in your place real fast. Yeah, real fast.
Kids don't care about your feelings, man.
Well, tell Gabe it looks like Ja Morant's gonna no longer be around. You'd already been informing him.
Yeah.
It feels like we've all kind of felt that way.
It's in the tea league. Right. But yeah, it's all good, man. We'll see how it goes down, man.
Same, appreciate you, man. No, you got a lot to do to prepare for your show. Appreciate you, brother.
News breaks when I come on air, man.
That's right, man. That's right. Thank you for doing that.
Appreciate you, Sam.
We needed it on a Friday. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to break all this down. The details are emerging. Ja Morant on the trade block for the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll tell you all about it when we get back. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.